This is WKAR Online. Only 3 days remain before DeWitt gymnast Jordan Weber begins her much-anticipated medal quest at the 2012 Olympics. Long before her daughter's Olympic potential was clear, Rita Weber wanted to write a book to help guide other gymnastics parents with what she learned. That part of the Weber's journey can be explored in the new book, Gym Mom, Surviving Your Daughter's Gymnastics Career. WKAR's Mark Bayshore spoke with Rita Weber at her home.
Rita Weber calls her book the one she wishes she could have read before Jordan's career took off. The book explores dozens of practical considerations in competitive youth gymnastics, from coaches to travel to how to execute the perfect bun. I asked what her most valuable piece of advice might be.
I think that the gym parent needs to let the child, you know, the gymnast, guide their way through the sport. If they feel like they want to quit or take time off, you know, that should be fine. If they want to do it, they should, you know, because it's expensive and it's time consuming. And I know there were times where I was kind of wishing Jordan wasn't even doing it, but I let her heart kind of guide where we were going. So I would say just be there for support and let your gymnast decide their path.
What was the most valuable, unexpected, or surprising lesson that you've learned in this odyssey?
The most unexpected lesson that I learned through this whole journey was that Jordan didn't necessarily want me to be involved in her gymnastics training. She wanted me to be in the role of a mom. So, I mean, I was really surprised how she was okay with just doing her own thing. Like, she wanted this to be her world, and her coach was leading the path. And in my role as the mom, I learned was not to stay at practice and watch all the time and try to figure out if I thought her routines were what they should be or if she was getting enough attention or, you know, whatever. My role is just to support her at home, keep her happy, keep her balanced, keep her fed, you know, all of that. Like, the older she got, the less she wanted me to be in on her gymnastics world when it came down to specifics of her training.
I think every parent has witnessed really unfortunate, sometimes destructive behavior by some parents of athletes. Are you more often encouraged or discouraged by the behavior of parents of teenage gymnasts?
Well, I mean, when I hear stories or even witness examples of punishment or what I think would be inappropriate response to a kid's performance by a parent, it really disheartens me because I don't believe in that at all. I've never done that. So it's discouraging to see that, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to write the book. I mean, I know some children do respond to punishment by the coach. I don't necessarily think it needs to be done by the parent in the world of gymnastics. At least I didn't believe in it for my daughter. The gymnasts that I've seen that are the most successful are the ones where the parents are more positive and recognize that their kids are trying their very best. I mean, no one's going out there and trying to fall or trying to lose. And so it makes me sad if I know that someone got reprimanded for a poor performance.
You write about rewards and punishments and the roles they play. You're not an advocate of punishment. I want to make that clear. But you are of incentives. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I always thought that incentives were okay. I didn't look at it as a bribe because Jordan was the type of girl that was going to try her best no matter if she was going to get a prize or not. But I thought, why not offer an incentive for reaching certain goals? Because that's how we function in our world. I mean, you work hard at work, you get a paycheck, and sometimes you get a bonus, you know, depending on what kind of job you have. You know, we're motivated by rewards. And I thought it was okay for me to give her little rewards like that, especially because she didn't really have the time to go get a job and make her own money or babysit or anything and buy some of the little frilly things she wanted. So we just made them rewards. And she had a lot of fun earning those. And then when she was about 15, she's like, you know, that you don't need to do that anymore, Mom. I'll just save my money and get what I need. So then I just listened to her.